Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Annie Fry Show YouTube live chat poll of the day is sponsored by Ruler Foods. Low prices, no coupons. Ruler Foods.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
Left up, left right, gotta love this American ride.
And you need to take some time to get the full picture.
Come on, come on, turn the radio on, it's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong, I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not America's sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Yes, amazingly it is. Thank you, Ryan, for that wonderful introduction. Very excited to play X's and O's this week because I'll just go to Bobo's comment on our YouTube channel. I love when worlds collide. Hello to Mark, Sue, and Hall of Famer Fred Bottomer.
Woo!
In to play X's and O's today. Mark Reardon, you've got the round table coming today. I'm going to talk a little bit about what you've got coming up at 3, and then we're going to get right to the game.
Are there cash prizes on the line here?
Oh, just seeing... Yeah, Ryan's just take his wallet now, and then you guys can divvy it up.
Okay,
you see
it.
Do you all know that Mark cheats?
Yeah.
Oh,
just
yeah. I'll cheat if
a cheater?
I can.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
But you guys know this, right?
Yeah.
So, it doesn't help, but we know it.
All right. Well, Sue, thank you for coming in here today. We're excited to have you in here. Every time I go to an event, if it's like a station, they're like, is Sue here?
Oh, God.
I know.
Isn't it crazy? I bet you get that all the time. Everybody loves Sue. We love Sue, and we love Fred, and we love Mark, and we're glad that we get to do this here together. So stick around. The roundtable coming up at, is it right off the top? 3 o'clock?
Yep. A little after 3. Jane Duker on the panel. State Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman, Steve Butts. I mean, one thing I'm going to get to right off the bat, I'm sure you guys covered it already. I cannot believe that this White House does not have any comment on Iran and Israel. That is stunning to me. So that's one of the topics and some local stuff, obviously,
as well.
Do you ever
find yourself going, how can you not say anything? Also, don't say anything.
Yeah, there is that. No, maybe you're right about that. Yeah. I understand. But I they stun me a lot. They really do. And then the Title IX stuff. Look, I'm all worked up today. This is going to calm me.
Oh, great.
X's and O's will calm me.
That's good.
Oh, good. Okay.
Right.
All
before
right.
We went
Sue
on the air.
Sue doesn't believe it.
I don't believe it.
Right before we went on the air, Fred said, and Sue confirmed, now, you know Mark's a cheater.
Yeah. That's 100% accurate.
All right. Oh. Well, we have added to the staff here on the Annie Fry Show. We have Todd, the drummer, and that's how we know it's time to play the game. There he is.
Mm-hmm. You guys, how do we play this?
How do you play this, Ryan?
Yeah. I'll explain it. First of all, the thing about there being cash prizes that I dole out, that was just a joke. Just making sure. The game
set
itself.
Expectations.
Yeah. The game itself is a board of tic-tac-toe numbered 1 through 9. So you're just trying to get tic-tac-toes like usual. But you pick a square. There is a question associated with the square.
Oh, I see.
And then once you say, okay, so you're going to pick square number 2. Then we also ask, who's your expert? So you pick Annie, Brad, or Fred today.
Oh, okay.
And they answer the question for you. You simply agree or disagree for the square.
Okay.
And if you get it wrong, then Mark gets the square.
Tick-tack.
No, I don't like that.
Oh, you do? That does? Okay,
yeah.
So if she gets it wrong, I get the square.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yes. And vice versa.
Yes.
If you get it wrong, you get the square, though, still, Mark. It's really set up in your... I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Man,
remember the joke about the cash prizes?
I know, but
all
I was
jokes.
Thinking you were telling me the truth. I thought that was awesome.
So if you want to know the rules to win, tic-tac-toes take precedence. But if you both had one tic-tac-toe, one of you might have five squares or four. That becomes the tiebreaker. So squares is the tiebreaker.
I have no idea what's happening.
I don't know what you're saying.
We're going to play all nine squares. All nine squares. Tic-tac-toes take precedence. Yeah. Okay. And after that, it's how many squares you got.
Last time we're going to be invited to play this game, Sue. Let me
tell
you that.
Fun while it lasted.
The problem is these are the professionals.
Yeah.
Right. So, I think we're going to start with Sue because ladies first is the way we usually do that if we have two first timers, which you both are.
Yeah, we got to ask
them
how they.
Gender is fluid, Ryan.
Yeah, we have to ask them how they identify. I think is the right way to
Mark,
do it.
Mark, how do you identify?
As a blank hole.
Yeah. Where's the bell? Can I have the bell?
No, the bell is mine now, Sue.
Thank you.
The bell is mine.
Wiggins. May I start with number five?
Number five?
Good choice.
Center square.
And who is your expert, Sue?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, my expert's Fred. I got to go with Fred.
Right. Good choice.
All right. Fred, this week, Biden claimed his uncle got eaten by cannibals. I didn't know we were going to talk about this so much in this show today. Because we hadn't discussed it all week, but then like in every segment today, we've talked about it. So here is the full audio.
Uncle, they called him Ambrose Brosey. They called him Bozy. Uncle Bozy.
Yeah.
He's a hell of an athlete. They tell me when he was a kid.
Sure.
And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. He got shot down in. And they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real.
Okay, so there's your full audio. Where his uncle was eaten by cannibals was bleeped out there. So the question is,
this is a trick question.
Where, in what country, did Biden say his uncle got eaten by cannibals, Fred Bonner?
So the claim.
Come on, Fred. Yes. What do you got?
Fred, you have to answer the same way Biden delivered that.
Way to go, guys. It was good.
So do I answer? Is there deception on my part?
Either way.
It's up to you, Fred. Yeah.
All right. New Guinea.
That is correct.
Here's the answer.
He got shot down in New Guinea.
All right. There you go.
That is correct.
So Sue gets the square.
Do I write something?
Yep, you write. Yep.
X or O, no. Whichever you prefer.
Oh, I like X.
All right, Mark, you get to check. Pick the next square. Also, did you say that each expert can only go three times?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We'll keep track for you.
Number three. I'll take square number three.
Number three. And who is your expert?
Can I pick Fred again or not?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You can.
But he follows the news. You know what? I'm going to mix it up a little bit. I'm going to pick Annie.
Okay.
Let's go.
Right.
Okay, right. Annie. Annie, you have stumbled into AI.
Okay.
AI. Okay, this is a real clip from the week run through artificial intelligence. Mm-hmm. So it's a real quote, but it won't sound like the person. You got to tell me who said this.
Gettysburg, what an unbelievable battle that was. The Battle of Gettysburg, what an unbelievable, I mean it was so much, and so interesting.
Man, he said it so clearly.
Because
I think that you could put that in a Biden-esque thing and it would make sense that Biden said it, but that sounds like the flow of Donald Trump. But that's my best guess.
It totally sounds like the flow, and I'm going to agree.
You're going to agree. Saying Trump?
I'm saying Trump. Wow. He's agreeing.
Yes.
There's
you're
no
agreeing
structure
Trump.
To that statement. It's just words
that
have something to do with one another, but more articulated than Joe Biden would. Blah, 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 blah.
I would have guessed someone else.
It's true, although with the AI, sometimes you do have to clean up some because you don't know what he said.
And next time I want you to put the slurs in there.
Blah, blah. It's hard. It really is hard
I
to get
bet.
The AI to say
Donald
that.
Donald Trump?
Here is who said it.
Gettysburg, what an unbelievable
battle. That's right. When you know, you know,
that
Mark.
Was.
That's
the
right.
Battle of Gettysburg, what an unbelievable. I mean, it was so much and so interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Gettysburg, it was so much and so
but
interesting.
Yeah. That's what he does.
He just
popped right away. It
really don't you know, Mark, as somebody who has to command a room and keep the flow of the conversation going, what he does, he never surrenders.
That's why he
talks like that and doesn't finish sentences, because that would be conceding, even for a split second, somebody else might talk here. And he never stops.
Yep. I think you're right about that. All right, it's even. The board is even, Sue.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was a nice blocking move on your part. All right.
Well, really, any square would have been blocked because you had the center square.
You don't tell them that. I like to confuse
What's next,
them.
Sue?
All right, I'm going to go for six.
Okay.
It's middle
six.
Okay.
And we haven't used Brad yet. Let's
All right.
go, Brad.
Let's go.
Brad, you guys are hitting the sound here. This one you have also stumbled into AI. Again, this is a real quote from the week. Tell me who said this.
I am not resigning. And it is, in my view, an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs.
All right. So the person who is not resigning right
That's
there.
Ryan Wiggins.
Is, yeah, Ryan Wiggins. When we asked him to resign.
It was a private meeting. How did you guys even know that?
No, that's Speaker Mike Johnson.
I agree.
Here's who said it.
I am not resigning, and it is
there you
in
go.
My view an absurd notion that someone would bring a vacate motion when we are simply here trying to do our jobs.
There you go. He is still speaker also, by the way.
For now.
For now.
Gosar added his name to the list of people to motion to vacate this afternoon.
What do you think, Mark?
Okay, there's news. Mark, you're up.
I don't think I have a choice.
I
don't
know
much about strategy, but I believe I have to pick square number four.
That is correct.
It's the middle left.
For the block.
They
now,
didn't
hey.
Teach you this in communication school, tic-tac-toe.
you got to get this right now, Mark.
Can we play Hangman instead?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Okay.
Okay, we're going to switch games here to Hangman.
No.
Number four. Who's your expert?
Do I have to pick an expert?
Yeah, who's your expert?
I'll pick Fred.
Fred. Okay. Legendary Cardinals manager Whitey Herzog died this week at the age of 92.
Ugh. I'll just put it on there.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, you never know. A Ryan Wiggins question can take a dramatic turn.
They can take turns.
Time.
He managed the
She's
Cardinals
ready.
From 1980 to 1990, but he also managed three other teams before that. Name any of the three.
Any of the three? This is easy. Well, you had a layup with the Mike Johnson thing.
Kansas Man. City Royals.
Kansas City Royals.
Fred is correct.
That is correct.
For the
that
block.
Do you know the others?
Fred is
California
pretty
Angels.
That's one
See?
Of them.
And it's a Texas team.
You got and it.
I'm trying to.
Just go with it.
Rangers.
You got it. You got
Ta-da!
It. Yeah.
But you know what?
Not a Hall of Famer for
I
nothing.
Would not have. I knew Kansas City for sure, but I couldn't come up with those real quick, mm-hmm. even though we talked about all this week.
Yeah.
So I could have been faked out there.
The other
you
two teams were just for
been.
1 year each.
I would
though.
Have guessed Royals, but I don't know why I knew that. I must have absorbed it over the
but
last
yes.
week.
Yes.
Sue, my point is, like, if he would have said the California Angels, I might have said no. Because
yeah.
I would have assumed that Fred knows these things, and I think he was kind of throwing
yeah.
a curveball.
Mm. Yeah, that's fair. But you wouldn't have.
It's been okay. all fastballs so far from Fred.
You are a liar. I will take. let's go for number two, please.
Okay.
Number two, and who is answering for you, Sue?
I'm rotating through Annie. I'm
okay.
going with Annie.
Annie.
Yes.
Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced he has Ooh. Qualified for the ballot in a key swing state, bringing the total states he's qualified for. Two.
It doesn't hey, matter if they're the right ones.
Baby steps.
Name either of the states where RFK Jr. has qualified.
Oh, I don't know the answer to this.
Yeah.
So I'm going to guess it's Nevada.
I'm going to go no.
There's a lot of states. And
there are
only
a lot
two.
Of states.
I mean, percentage-wise, that's true, but...
She
so,
said no.
So
I said
you're,
no.
you're locking it in as a no. That's
yeah.
correct. That is correct.
Michigan,
is it Georgia?
Right?
Michigan.
I don't know.
Yeah, it is Utah
and
Michigan.
And
Michigan.
That's the only one I knew.
Yeah,
Michigan.
Michigan's the one of the week that's been the newsmaker.
It could throw the whole election to Trump.
It could. Mm-hmm. It could. It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
So,
RFK Jr., take that, the entire Kennedy family that just endorsed Joe Biden.
Yeah, and they're all listening.
All
right,
right
Mark.
See
it looks
where you're
like
going.
I'm
going
to have to block here with square number eight. And I will take, sorry, Brad. I'm going to go with Fred again.
Okay, Fred.
It's the last time Fred can go.
Fred's off the board.
Smart move.
Here's what's fun, Fred. Yesterday was Annie's big birthday.
Oh, you ask him an Annie question.
So it's an Annie question.
Oh, man. Oh. You're getting hosed.
I didn't know
honor.
It was your birthday. It was your birthday
yeah.
yesterday. Happy
yeah,
birthday.
Thank
That's
you.
Terrible that we didn't know
40.
That.
And when was Mark's birthday?
Just earlier.
Last
yeah.
Saturday.
Saturday.
It was last Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Very
yes.
good.
Yes, thank you. In honor of her big birthday yesterday, Leah played all bump music from 1984. Fred, I have a clip here of each of the top five songs from 1984. But it contains just 1 second of each song.
Ooh, I love this!
So you have to give me the name of the artist or song, all five of them.
So it's like I can name that tune in one.
Yeah, now you get the song or the artist, though.
You were hoping I'd get this one.
I kind of was. So and we can play this clip a few times, you know, if you need to write it down or whatever, because it goes by, boom, boom, boom.
So I got
to
do all five?
You got to give me all five of them.
Okay.
Wow. And they're very recognizable, so that's why you got to get them all.
But at least it's 84, you guys should know.
1984, top five songs of the year,
okay.
1 second each. Here we go.
Yeah. Wait, or is it songs? Wait, is it songs or artists?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you need to just let it do be it songs over again. Or artists.
Either way.
Just
yeah.
Artists.
Okay.
Artists. Okay. It's a lot.
Here we
the
go.
The show gets over three and they got a round table.
Yeah,
to
yeah,
do.
Here we go.
Can I hear number three again? Is there a way? I've got them all, except for number three.
You could probably merge yours and come up with it.
I've got four. I don't have the third one is the one that I can't get right now. Could I just hear that one, even though I'm not the expert?
Go ahead, play them again.
Okay. If you know the answer, you could just say
they're short enough. Play them again.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
You know all five?
Damn. Yes.
I can't get three.
Holy cow.
Well, it's Prince, Tina Turner, Kenny Loggins, and I can't even read my own writing. It's Phil Collins. Honest to God, look at my writing. Yeah. You wouldn't be able to read it either.
No.
But I cannot get three.
I got three. Do you get
Should
three?
He have been guessing?
No.
But they told me I could.
Well, I mean, he's telling you. So.
He's got to agree or not agree.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
If
so I'm
going to
go with Prince, Tina Turner, Phil Collins is the last one, Kenny Loggins. And the fourth one?
Third one
is Culture Club, Boy George.
That actually might be right.
Oh, man.
Can I hear it one more time?
Yeah.
Last
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Last time.
Okay, here you go. Right.
We'll just push you through that.
No, that's no.
Yep.
No.
He's right.
I say no.
Give them to us in order.
You're going
to
disagree. Here is the answer. The first one is Prince, When Doves Cry. Second one, Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It? Third one, Say, Say, Say by Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson.
Yeah, that was good.
Third
all
one,
right.
You got them. Kenny Loggins, Footloose, and then Phil Collins Against
good
All
job,
Odds.
Guys.
That's impressive. Yeah.
Very, very well done.
So Mark gets the square.
Yes, he gets the square.
What number was that?
Eight.
Eight.
I was blocking you.
Sorry.
She's like, what about one? Let's just put that one up there.
Yeah.
You sure
marker
it wasn't
there.
One?
All right, and it is back to you.
All right, I would like.
I think the board favors Sue, though, right now.
I think it does.
It always favors the person who goes first.
Yeah.
But you guys are squaring off pretty.
I don't see how that's.
Well, if you get one wrong, then I'm in good shape. Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, yeah. Which one, Sue? 1, 7, or 9?
All right, sorry. I would like 9. 9, please.
9. Who's your expert?
So, Brad, you can go twice.
I'm going Brad.
Yeah, I've got 2 left.
Okay.
Yeah.
Brad.
So 1 left now.
Sports question.
Sports.
Okay.
Sports balls. Reports are
sports that balls?
The USA basketball roster for the Paris Olympics is going to feature LeBron James and Steph Curry. What year was the original Olympic Dream Team featuring Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Charles Barkley, Scottie Pippen, among others?
I do too.
I'm going back to my old days, but I'm going to say it was 1992.
92.
I like that. I'm going with yes.
That is exactly right.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Good job. Look at you guys
good
going.
Job.
I
Barcelona.
Actually knew that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that one. That was the dream team.
That was fun. I think I was 11.
Was
and I was like, this is the greatest thing that's ever happened in the history of the world.
We're going to have who in basketball?
Yeah, I know.
Just give us the medal now.
All right, Mark. Which square?
I'll take square number 7.
Number
bottom
7,
left.
Annie or Brad?
I'm going to go with Annie.
Okay.
All right.
Annie.
Okay.
I'm going to read a headline to you from Fox News. Quote, Ilhan Omar questions college president about wet farts attack on anti-Israel students.
Okay.
Unquote.
Okay.
Real Fox News headline.
All right.
The name
How
of
did
the...
I miss that one? You think it had caught my eye?
I know.
Did that not make B or not the B?
I know. The name... That's true, Brad. The name of the college was left out of that headline, though. What school was represented by their president and took questions before Congress this week?
Say that again.
The headline or the whole question?
Yeah, everybody wants to hear it again.
Okay.
That is correct.
The headline is, Ilhan Omar questions college president about wet farts attack on anti-Israel students.
I'm going to Google wet farts attack on somebody else's computer.
Yeah.
I think
you're saying that was a real headline?
That's a real headline.
Mark, how did we both miss that?
I don't know.
I'm saying Columbia.
There's a blank in there. Anti-Israel blank students are the name of the college.
I'd write
is in
down
there.
The O right now. That was Columbia University.
It was.
Columbia?
Dang it.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right.
It was Columbia University.
At least come I down knew the news wire. Part of that.
Yes, you did.
I think he was. What was that number seven?
That's seven. Oh. He didn't block you.
Oh.
Oh, now who's cheating?
This is for the game. It's 4-4.
Okay.
And if X gets the square,
yeah, I probably should have taken one, right?
I don't know.
Strategically.
Mark, I think it all works out in the.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, it's all about this.
Can we just hear the songs again?
Yeah.
Number three,
30
Paul
more minutes.
McCartney.
Of single seconds of songs.
Number one. And I'm going to go with...
I'm all that's left.
Brad.
Hey,
so
Brad.
Say it like that.
I'm all that's left.
So Brad, surprise, you got the audio whoopee.
All right.
Whoopee.
All right, okay, here we go with some sound from across the pond, Woo. Brad. A Donald Trump endorsement of sorts. Good callback.
No.
Here you go. Here's
Sorry.
The sound.
The fjords.
The fact is the West has shown too much weakness. Taking the sanctions off Iran, trying to renegotiate a nuclear deal, I believe that was the wrong strategy. And actually, the free world felt safer when President Trump was in office because those leaders were afraid of what Trump might do.
Not a trucker.
Maybe.
Brad, we don't know yet. Brad, who is speaking and saying Trump had good foreign policy?
Ooh, so that's definitely UK. So, former UK Prime Minister Liz Truss.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Well, I have no idea.
So this is a and guess the for thing, the win or
yeah,
the loss?
Yeah, it's a total guess.
This is a seesaw right here. It's all hinging.
Do you know it?
I do,
do
not
you know it, Fred?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
my I know what I do.
Fred, my answer was going to be every English accent female guest that we have on the show sounds like that.
Yes. Yes.
And we love that.
Yes.
But I
Fred,
don't know
do you feel
exactly.
good about it?
I feel good about it.
Okay, then I'm going yes.
She's going yes because Brad feels good about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that is the correct decision.
Yeah, Brad.
Oh. Thank you, Brad.
I do not like
job.
Losing.
Brad, that was excellent. That was really good.
Thank
I
you,
pulled
Brad.
That audio earlier in the week.
Yes, you did.
Oh, there's cheating right there.
You might say, Fred, that producers have a certain set of skills.
We have a thing.
Yeah,
there's
you're
a
right.
lot of knowledge that goes on in producing a show. Thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. Maybe come back sometime for some vindication, Mark.
I'm pissed.
Okay.
I don't like losing.
Take it out on the round table.
I will. I will.
Right.
I
yeah, please.
Let no, so, have
I'm
it
listening.
Thanks, you guys, for
thank
having
you.
Us.
We need to have you guys on for the Price is Wrong, Mark.
Okay.
Yes.
And
yeah.
have
oh,
try
yeah,
our
that would
game.
Be fun. The only problem with that is we do that in the 4 o'clock hour typically.
Everybody's gone.
Yeah, you guys are gone. But we should do that. We're going to George Gray's in town. We're going to do it soon.
Yeah, we know how hard it is to get people in the 2 o'clock hour, 4 o'clock on a Friday. Hmm. All right. Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Fred, thank
Thanks.
You. We're going to take a quick break. More Annie Fry Show after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. So much fun playing X's and O's with the crew from the Mark Reardon Show. We had Fred Bonomer, the producer, Mark Reardon, and Sue Thomas in here. I think Abby was out there working away at making the show happen, as producers generally do. Mm-hmm. But really fun to have them in there. If you missed that, you can go back and watch it on YouTube. You can certainly listen on the Annie Fry Show podcast. I wanted to share this. I'm sharing the video of it because I know this is radio, but if you're watching us or if you watch this back, the video just lends a little extra something to it. People joke about furries, and I never know, like, if when I hear, I'm just going to say people talking about it, like, how much of it is not like a realistic conversation, if it's more of a like theory.
Furry theory.
This is a real video from a news report, and it's unbelievable to listen to this news reporter interview someone in a full dog costume.
Oh, I'm here for this. I haven't seen this at all.
Thank you.
This is Strudel, a member of the furry fandom.
That's a good name.
Though they've been a furry for over a decade, they have their own opinions.
It's crazy that it's escalated to this point where these kids are being so distracting to their peers that their peers want to stage a walkout. So to have,
can I just add here, while you're listening to this, it sounds muffled.
Because yeah, they didn't put the mic in the costume.
No, because it's like if you went to a Midwest theme park. And you were greeted by a dog in a costume. But no, this is ABC News 4.
You know, the next generation kind of muddy our name and not represent it very well. It is kind of disappointing.
Strudel believes there should be some limits.
Continue doing things you like. Continue dressing up. Continue making art. But maybe let's keep it outside of school hours.
As for the school, Sorensen says they have one main goal.
We want every student to feel safe when they come to school, and we want students to get along. In fact, we want adults to get along.
Okay, so the district says they've worked with some students whose dress and appearance they say might be disruptive to the school environment.
Oh, you don't say. Can you imagine? Like,
the school's mascot is in the room.
I don't think it's the mascot.
That's what it looks like.
Is it? Is this real life?
I don't know what's happening.
People talk about furries, and people talk about the existence locally. I've heard people locally say, you know, there's kind of that like ha-ha joke thing about litter boxes in the bathrooms and stuff like that. I don't know what's real anymore.
Yeah,
I don't know
either.
What to believe. I don't even need to. Like, listen, I am a mother. I am anxiety-ridden kind of as my job to anticipate, to worry about the things that I can help with before they become a burden to my children, or to worry about the fact that my kids are going to have to face adversity and I'm going to hope that they get through it. Right. What am I supposed to do about this? Strudel is on the news.
Do we call?
Don't ask me questions like I have answers.
Do we call this person a dog, or do we call it a person who's dressed like a dog? Like, I don't know where the line is. And also, what is she? It Strudel.
They
trying. What are they trying? What are they complaining about? Because I hear a couple things here. One of them is that the next generation is not treating them well. So, I don't know what that means.
Strudel is a moderate furry.
Is that real?
Yes. Strudel is saying that the next generation of furries are giving
extreme?
Are giving furries a bad rep.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this thing is like folding in on itself.
So Strudel, the person dog, does this all the time and has for a long time.
Don't know anything about the extent or how involved They are in it.
Are they in school?
No, I think Strudel has graduated.
Strudel's not in school anymore. She's worried.
Well, that's what I worried. I would surmise that from their conversation saying the next generation.
So Strudel is worried that the next generation that is currently in school is not accommodating other students enough. Like, they're too extreme.
Strudel's a boomer furry.
And they're trying.
This is next generation of furries. No saving them.
So the next generation is demanding too much from the school.
I think that Strudel is complaining that their behavior in the school is distracting, and that puts a bad light on the rest of the community.
I understand.
Not dressing up and pretending you're a dog or
KTVX.
As a dog.
This is via Yahoo News. Several students and adults participated in an hours-long walkout from Utah's Mount Nebo Middle School on Wednesday. The reason for the protest? Furries. The petition was started online on Sunday with an initial target of 500 signatures, a number of signatures that was reached by Wednesday, prompting the goal to increase to 1,000 signatures. The description for the petition says that the administration of the school should more strictly enforce the district's dress code. I like that angle. Specifically, supporters of the petition are trying to get stronger enforcement for the following section of the dress code: jewelry, accessories, tattoos, hair, facial hair, and other elements of a student's appearance that draw undue attention. Strudel's just trying to live his or her they's life. Undue attention, distract, disrupt, or otherwise interfere with the learning atmosphere at school or at school activities and events, or that create a health, safety, or welfare issue are prohibited. Why did the students protest furries? Videos of the protest were shared on social media. Of Main Street Media Utah, students who walked out expressed some of their grievances, even called for the expulsion and banning of the furries. This is a real conversation.
This is really happening.
This is real. When Bartholomew asked if their parents knew they were out protesting, the students answered with a resounding yes. No sugar, Sherlock. Several children can be seen holding signs reading, quote, "Compelled speech is not free speech." Another was holding a sign that said, "I will not comply." And another sign said,
"With furries.
We just wanted to learn." The students said that there are attacks from the furries every day.
They're attacking them?
But we're unsure of how many furries were actually at the school, shouting out numbers ranging from 5 to 100 students who identify as such.
That's a lot of students, and they really can't pin down that number very well, 5 to 100.
Well, they can't learn because they're being distracted.
The school's furry population is accused of biting, scratching, spraying air freshener on, barking at, and chasing other students. A student said, "We're standing up for what we believe is right. Private school now! Go find yourself a parochial school, a charter school. Get another job if you have to get another job. This is like, can you fix this?"
Look, the kids who are the conservative-ish leaning kids that were holding the sign saying compelled speech is not free speech, I got some real good advice for you. Embrace this. Embrace this to its full extent. Argue for their rights and watch the whole house of cards come collapsing down.
How does that work?
I don't know, but I'm here to watch it.
Heck no. Sorensen is an administrator. "A lot of information that's been put out there is completely incorrect and inaccurate. Sorensen said there may have been issues with harassment or students making others feel uncomfortable or safe. He said most of the claims online are false." How many have to be true in order for us to go, this is not normal?
This is really
this
happening.
This isn't okay. ABC4 is interviewing a Mickey Mouse of sorts.
Yeah, that's a dog. Or a dog costume.
That's a Goofy. Or a Pluto. Is Goofy a dog? Goofy's a dog, right?
Yeah, Goofy's a dog. Beagle. Yeah, it is.
I don't believe you. I was wondering if it was a cow. It's like Pete.
Pete is also a beagle, I believe.
Pete's a cat.
Oh, that. Okay.
Oh, the other Pete.
Oh, Pete the cat is a cat. Yeah.
I'm talking Pete at the other middle school in this town.
Oh, okay.
Quote, today we had some students and parents choose to exercise their right to assemble and do a little protest for what they perceived was something that was happening in the school. It's actually not something that's been occurring. He said the reports of students dressing as animals are a little bit inaccurate. I need more.
Wait, could you wear the skirt and the normal shirt over the costume and be like, look, I'm complying with the dress code?
Saying students, and I've heard of this, wearing headbands with ears are similar to students wearing bows and sports jerseys. Sorensen said dressing up is, quote, just what students of this age do.
Disagree.
We all went through this phase.
No, we didn't.
Gonna ease up on the wee?
Got a mouse in your pocket?
I like the fact that this one is saying, look, some of these furries are getting pretty extreme.
Some of them aren't. Some of them are very docile and housebroken.
Look, over here in Belleville West, really this is the kind of furries we are. Those East Belleville East people are weird.
What does a furry have to say, according to this Yahoo News article? Quote, it's from Strudel. Utah in general has a pretty good nerd culture. And while furry is still a little bit fringe in that, we are generally pretty accepted. Strudel said kids, quote, latch on to things really easily.
No kid. Yeah. Yeah. You know, if I saw a person walking around in this in the park, I'd smile.
And can it's see cute. How dressing up at school can be distracting. Strudel also said it may be best to keep the two separate. School is for learning. It's a place of education first and foremost. Strudel encouraged the students to keep being creative and to keep pursuing things they like. It's great advice. All you got to do is like it.
I like that they're changing their names, too. Like, you have to have a dog name. You can't just be, like, Braden.
Braden. Just, why'd you pick that name? Strudel also says the main issue appears to be internet safety for children. Quote, sometimes they stumble upon these communities and they're not old enough to really understand what that is or how to behave with it.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the problem.
There's like some moral, like, it seems like there's some gray area here.
There's a lot of gray area.
Huh.
The principal's like, all the furries aren't bad.
That's preferential treatment to some furries, though.
Yeah, just the good ones.
Now, the one I do think that there should be a line. Like, all furries should be accepted, but there should be
This sounds like the logic class you took in college.
Yes, it does.
All furries should be accepted.
Yes, thank
you. Like, the word, all X's are O's. all T's are O's. Are all X's T's? And we're just putting the word furries in and going, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all furries should be accepted for who they are, but it does seem to me like there should be a line when they start clawing at people or if they like lift their leg and they start peeing on people.
Is it wrong to say, we're way over, is it wrong to say, this is important stuff though, people, is it wrong to say you should not be able to dress up like an animal as the way you identify in a place of public education?
I can confidently tell you that no, it should not be. That is wrong to limit their rights.
I don't even know what he said. No, it's not wrong.
Is it wrong?
No. Tell them no.
You can't do it.
No, don't do it. No.
Sit.
Yeah.
Stop.
No. Not up on the chair.
Get in your kennel.
Off.
Take a break.
Strudel.
Trouble if we haven't already. I'm getting messages. It's time to go. We'll be right back with the answer to today's YouTube poll. Which doesn't make me feel like this was a serious conversation.
Don't leave the brownies on the counter. Strudel will get them.
I got a story about that. When we come back. It's a current story. And it's not Strudel. It's Rosie.
It's a dog.
That's my dog.
Okay. Like, I mean, all dogs
my
are
dog
equal.
Is a real dog. No, my dog is a real dog, an Australian Shepherd. And it has to do with my birthday. I'll tell that story when we come back. Don't go away.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Anyway,
what was that?
Nothing. I mean, it's all a matter of identification anyway.
I'm genuinely asking because I heard something was happening there and I was like, oh, I'd turn that up a little bit.
Pulp or no pulp?
Pulp or no pulp? No
pulp. You know what they say you have to have in order to drink pulp?
Teeth? Cojones? I don't know.
No, I don't think anybody says anything about it. We've
you know what you know, I gotta have to drink pulp and your orange juice? Some cojones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want to learn more about that story that we were just doing on that furry, it's a Utah middle school. The furry's name is Strudel.
Mm-hmm. She's a German girl.
German Shepherd.
Quite the tart.
German Shepherd.
Are we going to get in trouble?
If she was a husky, she'd be, go by Bjorn.
Be a truck driver. Know all's about the Fords.
Not Fords.
Fjords.
Fjords.
Ford trucks.
Yeah, Fjord trucks. There.
How do you
end a show?
You can't, if a kid is experiencing something, and when we were kids, what was being goth the equivalent to being a furry today?
Yes.
I mean, is it the same? It's like the same mental thing.
Yeah.
And I don't mean mental in a negative way.
It's the outsider thing.
It's an identification. It's a shock value thing. If you wanted to be grunge, was before goth. I think goth came after grunge a little bit.
Punk would have been like 70s. It's the same thing.
Punk was 70?
Yeah.
Funk?
Punk. Not funk. I don't know.
I don't know if punk
if
being
people
in the
dressed
70s.
Up like funk. Yeah, 70, late 70s was very punk. That's when it would have been hitting. 80s would have been maybe high school punk. But it's all the same thing. It's the same like, oh, I'm going to rebel against whatever's normal and push the boundaries. And they're allowing me to do it here, so I'm going to do it.
So how do you let your kid hang up their furry costume at night in their bedroom?
Now you're talking about the logic of the parent. And I think we've crossed a bridge now into...
like Jackie says,
I don't know the answer to that question.
No, it's not the same. Those are hair and clothing styles. This is a strange kink that doesn't represent human behavior. I think, like Jackie, what I'm thinking is that it starts at the same path. And this is where we are right now. And, you know, she uses the word kink. That's the same thing that we were talking about in the news story where Strudel says, you know, there's an online community that these young people, it's a very sexual thing. That's where this comes from. And that's where we have imploded on our culture that a child, teenager, adolescents need to express themselves. They all need to express themselves. And everybody at that age expresses themselves through the clothes that they wear. If you dress like a jock, if you dress like a preppy, if you dress like a, I think preppy is like a new in thing too. But I mean, you could just express yourself however you choose to. You could express yourself as being a slob. Now in this same scenario, you can also dress in full costume as an animal. It's not normal. I don't understand. I mean, I understand a parent who's like, I don't love that my kid is wearing all black every day and wearing heavy black makeup and like all that stuff. I could see how you would be wanting to steer your kid away from that. I don't feel like you could just will it. If my kid were bringing in a costume home and into school and stuff like that, I wouldn't just want my kid to change. There would be more action taken.
Yes. That's why the majority of kids are not dressing up like furries.
I can't believe how close the Orange Juice vote is.
Let's hear it.
56% no pulp. 44% say pulp. I thought that it would be much more in the no pulp.
Oh, really? Favor. I thought the opposite. Even
really?
Though I am no pulp, I thought pulp would win.
All right. Well, now that we've put that to rest.
Yeah, thanks.
Mark Reardon, Sue Thomas, Fred Bottomer, Abby all coming up next here on the 97.1 FM Talk. St. Louis's home for conservative talk and the Reardon Roundtable. Don't go away.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.